James Carson, CARSON, 62157. Today's 3/19/24. Mr. Carson is a 66-year-old gentleman who comes in today for left-hand trigger finger release. He will require anesthesia, general anesthesia. He's here for surgical clearance, period. The paragraph, he tells me he's never had issues with anesthesia. He has no issues with post-anesthesia hyperthermia, no reaction to medication, period. He's had back surgery in the past and arm surgery in the past, period. Allergy non-social. He's a recovering opioid addict. He used to be on the Norco's 10-3-25, 10 or 12 a day. Currently, he's on Suboxone at this time. He's doing quite well. He's had no issues with misuse, abuse, or diversion in the past, period. Patient also sees a cardiologist. His cardiologist has placed a stent in his left LAD after 85% occlusion. And some 10 years ago, he was on aspirin at one time, but he's on... he was switched to... he was switched to James, what did they put you on? You said Xarelto?
No, Eliquis.
Eliquis. What is it, the 5, 10?
I think the 5 will be
once a day? Once a day? One tablet?
Oh, yeah, once a day.
Okay, all right. And when was the 10th place? What year was it?
2012.
I think she's done with you. So the stent was placed in 2012. So he was on aspirin, but he's not on aspirin. He was never on Brilinta and or Plavix. He's on Eliquis, 5 milligram a day. His medication includes Suboxone 8/2, 4 times a day, Omeprazole 40 milligram a day, Amlodipine 10 milligram a day, Lisinopril 20 milligram a day, Metoprolol 50 milligram a day, Celebrex PRN, and he used to be on testosterone patches per urologist. He's not taking that at this time. Also Xarelto 5 milligram a day. Family history, lots of heart disease in the family, and Parkinsonism, allergy none, COVID immunization none, medical problems, opioid dependency, coronary artery disease, status post LAD stent placement, gastroesophageal reflux, hypertension, surgery, back surgery, arm surgery, review of system, he's had no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematemesis, seizure or convulsion. His heart rate today is right at 50, he's on a beta blocker. He sees a cardiologist on a regular basis as well. Period, and he's had no new episodes of chest pain, shortness of breath, orthopnea, or PND, period. He tells me that at one time he does snore, but he's not interested in any kind of workup for sleep apnea because he would never wear the machine, and he's told his cardiologist that as well. Today he weighs 226. Oh, colonoscopy is up to date, by the way. He had it done at age 45. Blood work is going to be done today. He weighs 226 pounds, 98%, 98.4, 18, 56, 150 over 70. Heart positive, swim positive is 2, bradycardic, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck short, JVD skin shows, and rash around the coast of time lesion. Number 1, coronary artery disease. Number 2, LAD stent in place. Number 3, the hand surgeon has told him regarding what to do with his Eliquis. Number 4, hypertension controlled. Number 5, hyperlipidemia per cardiologist. Number 6, no issues or problems with anesthesia in the past. Number 7, opioid dependency under control. Number 8, his ultrasound of his Liver looks great, no fatty liver noted. His kidneys are normal. Number 9, cut ultrasound of his carotid is within normal limits with minimal obstruction. Number 10, echocardiogram is within normal limits. Number 11, EKG shows bradycardia. Number 12, blood work has been obtained. Number 13, we'll send a copy of the blood work to the surgeon as well. Number 14, barring any issues with his blood work, may proceed with the trigger finger release of the left hand, which will require general anesthesia. Next number, we looked at his legs and arms, they're also within normal limits. As far as on the ultrasound, next number, he definitely has BPH. Next number, his thyroid has a few small, tiny cysts. Next number, we'll obtain the blood work and send a copy to the surgeon as well. Thank you.